Good morning. This is Joni Harwell sitting in for Andy Bates, who's taking off a few days of vacation, and we hope he's having a wonderful time. Today on His Time, we're going to have a special interview with Susan Duda Hannes from Lutheran Haven in Florida. And she's going to tell us about a wonderful community down there that people like myself, who is going to be retiring very soon, might be interested in. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. It's great to be here this morning, and it's not hard to talk about something you believe in. So,
I'm sure that's very true. But one question I have to ask before we get started, were you affected by the hurricane?
Actually, God was good to us and kept the hurricane off the coast, so that we had wind and rain and, a messy yard to clean up from debris that may have blown from the trees. But all of us came through it fine. Lutheran Haven was locked down, ready to go, and everything turned out beautifully. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. And speaking of the coast, how far is Lutheran Haven from the coast?
We're maybe at the most 50 miles.
Oh,
and we're kind of... Oviedo, Orlando area is so central to the state that you can go to the Gulf or the Atlantic, you know, within an hour or maybe an hour and a half at the most. It's
wow.
a great location.
Sure. So you can take a day trip and just go to the beach and then be back home by evening.
Absolutely.
That sounds
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, Susan, will you tell us a little bit about the history of Lutheran Haven, when it was founded?
Yes, ma'am. It was founded and the doors opened to our first, what in those days was referred to as the old folks' home, in 1948.
Boy, have things changed.
Just a little bit. it was a dream of my grandfather's to offer a place for retired pastors and teachers of the Lutheran Church, and people in ministry in the Lutheran Church would have a place to go once they retired, because at that time there were no retirements, and most of the pastors lived in housing on the church campus, parsonages, so they had nothing and not anywhere much to go once they retired. So he had been blessed and believed in all that the Lutheran Church had done for him and our family and those that have heard the word, and felt like this was something that he wanted to do. So we donated the land, and that first building opened in 1948, and it's changed just a little over all these years.
So is it still just for pastors and pastors' families?
Absolutely not. It is for Lutherans, but it is not exclusively for those that are in the ministry. But we seem to be attractive to active Lutheran adults who've been active in their various churches in one way or another, and they seem to enjoy the lifestyle that we offer, so that they can continue that kind of work if they're interested in doing it.
Mm-hmm. And Susan, what is your role within Lutheran Haven?
Well, I currently serve as the chairman of the Board of Trustees, who are kind of the, like any board of directors, kind of that governing agent that oversees the operations at that 10,000-foot level. And I've been in that position for probably better than 20 years.
Wonderful. And I noticed that kind of the theme of Lutheran Haven is living and growing in Christ. So as you said, a lot of people who, as they continue, as they get older, but they're growing in their faith, this is a perfect place for them to come. I'm sure there's a lot of Bible studies, and you have a church nearby.
Absolutely. And we currently have started a new program where we have a part-time pastor on payroll, let's put it that way, so that since we have so many pastors in our community that are ministering to each other all the time, but who is kind of the spiritual leader of what goes on the campus. So there are all kinds of Bible studies and opportunities for fellowship offered at The Haven. And because The Haven borders St. Luke's Lutheran Church and School, you can walk there from the facilities or drive your golf cart if you choose to. There are all kinds of activities within the school environment and the church environment should you be interested in participating.
Okay. And I noticed that you have something that's called you have traditional retirement options and then you have continuing care retirement community. What's the difference there?
Well, our campus as a whole, we like to call it that continuing care. If you come into our campus in a cottage atmosphere, you know, you buy into a cottage and want to live there with us, we have assisted living available should you need that. We have a skilled nursing facility available. We now have a memory unit that's opening available if you need that. We also have a continuing care within your home available. So our goal is to keep you in your home, whichever type, style you choose to come into our community and live in, as long as we possibly can and feel like you're safe and well cared for there. And regardless, we're going to be there and stand with you as you age. And, you know, should you need different amenities that we have offered there on campus.
And I think that's a really something that makes people feel very comfortable knowing that I'm going to move here, but what if I need something in the future? This community can't offer it. Then I'm going to have to move again, and then I might have to move again. Knowing that you can, once you're in this community, you can stay there till you reach the community of heaven.
Absolutely. And that's why we've continued to expand our offerings, as in the memory unit and in the continuing care and home health area, so that our residents feel that Lutheran Haven can take care of them. They can move here from anywhere, and they're going to be part of a community of fellow believers who are all about their neighbors and want to be there for them, and we have administration that believes the same thing and is going to stand there with them.
Good. Very good. Well, I know you mentioned cottages. What other types of homes or apartments are available?
Well, at this point, we are also offering our newest offering to the public is a low-rise two-story building. It has 48 apartments, and it's called The Landings. We have six different floor plans with full kitchens available. It was our latest offering to residents. Should they choose to live in a different environment, a different style, you know, connected directly to their neighbor, and it offers you the ability to use the amenities within that building, like the various dining venues. There's a library, cafe, a beauty salon, a medical wellness clinic, and a small market, so that if you choose to stay within that facility, you can. I had a friend the other day tell me my mom is really interested because she was saying, I can just have toast in my apartment if I want to for breakfast, or I can ride the elevator and go downstairs and have breakfast with anybody and everybody I'd like.
Yeah, so if there's
kind of made that possible for the first time for us there at The Haven.
Good. So if there are days that you just don't feel like getting out, you have your own area, but yet if there are other days that you really want to be with other people and do some things, then it's nice to have that available.
Absolutely. I thought about that the other day. You know, I really don't feel like cooking dinner. If I was at The Haven, I could just run to the dining room. I like that.
I think all of us would like that.
Absolutely.
Well, now the cottages, how are they? Are they around a lake or...
It's Florida. We have all kinds of water all over our campus.
I guess that's true.
And they're in different communities, many communities, different styles are offered. And dependent on the one that is most appealing to you, you know, that would be the community area that you could settle in. And we even have available for us 50 more acres of property to develop. We just have decided at this point we think the landings is a great way to go at the moment, and mm-hmm. we'll worry about that 50 acres later.
Well, yeah, and it's nice to know that it's there in the future. And don't overgrow, grow as people come in. Now, I don't know if you know the statistics, but do you have people there from a certain part of the country, or do they come from all over?
Well, they come from all over. But being Lutherans that we are, we tend to be from the Midwest more than, you know, other areas of the country. But we have a smattering of folks from all over the country. And it's interesting that once they settle in the Haven, they tend to bring along others with them mm-hmm. over time because they're happy with where they are. And they just form a bond that is unique, I think, to what we offer there and lets them continue to be active Lutheran participants in whatever they choose to participate in, because we are on the edge of the greater Orlando area, and there are plenty of amenities and things to choose from should you want to in that area as well. So it kind of offers the best of all worlds. And, you know, if that's what you're interested in, then Lutheran Haven is a great, great place for you to settle.
It sounds like it. And so now if listeners want to learn more about Lutheran Haven, I believe they can go to lutheranhaven.org/discover. And
absolutely.
There you can download some information, especially about the landings, which is your newest property, and find out about it. And can people come down there for a visit to look over, you know, the property and the amenities that you offer?
Absolutely. And as the seasons change, it's getting colder and colder in some of those pockets of Lutheran settling,
mm-hmm.
and Florida is a great place to be in some of those months when it's really cold up north and nice and warm down here. But yes, we would welcome your visit anytime to see what our facilities are. Absolutely.
What is the average temperature?
Oh, Lordy, I've lived here all my life. That's a hard question for me to answer, but I'll put it to you this way. Our coldest month usually in Florida is in February, January, and if you have we haven't had a frost or freeze in this part of the country for the last 3 years.
Oh, my.
So
my
bougainvillea are growing great because it's nice and warm.
So if you're looking for a place to retire, you're looking for good weather, a place where you can have lots of activities or just a few activities, it sounds like Lutheran Haven would be a great place down there in Florida.
I totally agree, and we would welcome, you know, any of anyone's questions via our website. And, you know, if you want to come for a visit, we'd love to have you.
Okay, very good. Well, Susan, thank you so much for being with us today, and blessings, and thank you for your grandfather who had the forethought to do something like this. What a wonderful, wonderful place. And you know what I think, like you said, used to be called old folks' homes. Now it's someplace where you say, gee, why not move there and not have any hassle or problems?
Absolutely. We would thank you for having us on the radio broadcast this morning, and blessings on your day and the work that you're doing as well.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a great day. Again, that's LutheranHaven.org/discover. You can download some information about the landings and check it out.